שלח לך אנשים. העניין הוא, תן הכסב, היית, אברהם אבינו, היית אשל בבאר שבע, היית בספר המקדושים, שאשל נטריקן אכילה שתיה, ושתיה זה אכילה שתיה הלוויה. זה אכילה שתיה הלוויה, או עניין המברשוס, like we discussed yesterday, או באר שבע, היא מדס המלכס, כזה שבע, שבע זה מלכס. באר זה הוא איזה תרש בעל פה, שתרש בעל פה זה מלכס, כזה זה נביא במים התחתיינים, ושתה מים התחתיינים זה תרש בעל פה, תרש בעל פה זה מלכס, ובאר שבע זה מלכס, זה תרש בעל פה, which is the בחין of מלכס. So it says, בסוק says, והיית על אברהם אישל, והיית על אישל בבאר שבע. So why, זה חידש, זה מה שמורית, כמו we discussed yesterday, חידש תהיה לוויה, זה עניין המברשוס. עניין המברשוס, we said yesterday, is where the איקגילי of מלכס is. מה שהוא יסיין לו לי היינו שגם בעיס שהאדם עוסק באכילה ושתייה לוויה יקבל עליו עול מלך השמיים. אם אני פסנס עוסק עם אכילה שתייה לוויה שבמקבל מלך השמיים, זאת מה שהוא יסיין עניין המרשוס is the biggest gilly of עול מלך השמיים is דווקא עניין המרשוס. that's why בהשמה שבתוכו בביסכו ובלכתוכו בדרך more darshans שבתוכו בשבס דידוך ובלכתוכו בדרך בלכס דידוך have a minute at least to the Gemara. It's talking about Inyonim of Roshus. Why? Because the Ikagile of Malach HaShemayim is Dafka and Nizgale Dafka and Inyonim of Roshus. But you have the king in mind even in Inyonim of Roshus. So Eishar is Achil Ishti Eleviyah, which is Inyonim of Roshus. Inyonim of Roshus. And Rebbe Sheva, through that you make out of Malach HaShemayim. Kol Dikazach. Zem Arum is Barash HaTevet Shal Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Shehem Oisiyas Eishar. Shlach Lecha Anoshim. אז אויסיס אישל היינו שישלח אנושים כאלו שגם באיס שאויסקים אכיל אשתי לוויה ואם הם שעס את האויסק הן אכיל אשתי לוויה אין כוונוס המשולטה וגשמיס the כוון is not for תאווס גשמיס. So that's the שלח לך אנושים ואם הם שעס עניינם הברשוס the כוון is not for the גשמיס but the כוון is מלך השמיים. So it goes more like what we said yesterday. The whole tachas are going into Eretz Yisrael. The whole chiddush transition of midbar to Eretz Yisrael is going into Rishus, going from kedusha, going from mitzvah into Rishus, going from mitzvah into Rishus. For that, you have to have people who know how to live a life to be ma'ala de inyanim of Rishus, to be ma'ala de inyanim of achil eshtin levia. That's what Avraham Avinu taught everybody as well. It says that like Moran says, "Eloi hoya." Odom Shakora, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Odo Inat Shabo Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the first one who called Hashem Odin. Odin is Malchus. Odin is Malchus. Avram Avinu excelled in Achil Eshti Levi. Avram Avinu excelled Dafka in Yonam Roshus. Kabbalah Sadam Malchus Shemayim Dafka in Yonam Roshus. He was a Machnes Oirech. Machnes Oirech. Yita Eshel. He was a Machnes Oirech. Dafka in Yonam of Achil Eshti Levi. And that's why Avram Avinu, you know, Yaakov Avinu, Sukkos is connected. Yaakov Avinu. But we know that Bihishonu, Tachas Oetz, Chazal say, Tachas Eitz, because he put them under the Eitz because it was Sukkah. Avraham Avinu has got Shaychus to Sukkos as well, because the meaning of Sukkos is that everything that's usually Rishus, Chil Eshtia, anything that's usually Rishus becomes a mitzvah. So the Chag of Sukkos is that Allah is called the Yonim of Rishus into a mitzvah. That's the Yonim of Sukkos. Allah is called the Yonim of the Rishus into a mitzvah. That's the Bechina of Avraham Avinu. So you do have, so in Sukkos. Sukkos, they do have the strong tradition say that Avraham Avinu is Malava every day, even though he's the first of the Shpizin, but he's Be'etzim every day is a Shpizin as well. So that Chesed, Ozil Einu, Kol Yom Yomin. Chesed is the Hakdom of all the Middes, it's every year, all the Middes of Bechinas Chesed. Avraham Avinu is all Bechinas, the Bechinas of Eishel, Eishel is Achil Eshti Levia, which means that it's Mala, meaning that it's that he's Mala than Yonam Rishus. He makes out of Yonam Rishus mitzvahs, and that's the Eishel, and that's Koshvat Chag Sukkos. And that's for the miracle going into Eretz Yisrael. You have to choose miraglim that are dafkin yonim of Rishus. Ach shehem mebchinas v'yisura says Kanan. Kanan shmerumas lahachno. Kanan is merumas. Kanan is merumas of in hachno. Shemachniim kol ha'artzis v'gashmis. Is machniya ol ha'artzis v'gashmis v'oichlim b'kedusha v'chdei lahalas anitzaitzis akdoshim. In order to be ma'al then anitzaitzis akdoshim. כמו שידוע שיש בכל דוב המאכל המשכן הצויצן הקדושים אבי מאכל הקדושה בסוידו לבר שם טוב זמקל הנפוסו גרעיבים גם צמאים נפשם בהם תסעטוף. So the reason why we get angry is because those nitzoytzes are calling out to us that we should be mad at those nitzoytzes. ועוד המוריכל בקדושה ובורך ברוכס שקודם אכיל עושה שתי עושה הברוכס שאחר כך בכוונה וניזם ונותר בדבורם בתלם והוילס על שולחנוי אז על ידי זה יש בכוח להלס הנצויצה הקדוש ותרודיסי אז הכוח ממעלה נצויצה מקדושה למקוי של ראש ומרומה מקוידש מה שאין גם כשאוריך למעלס תבוסה אם מדר בדבורם בתלם על שולחנוי ואין מחם מהברוכס שקודם אכיל עושה ולא יבריך זה מוזן רק מבורך ומאירס דרך מיצה נושם ולמודו על ידי זה אין יוכל ליאס עליה לנצויצס הקדוש וכאן בין עליה את הנצויצס הקדוש איק עבודה רשוס היא מגלה דסויד Now what is that Ika Voida Rishus? Because the emphasis is there's no such thing as Rishus. I said yesterday, that's why you have to define the Kedusha. It's not Shai Yoisek in Yom Rishus, it means Yoisek and Rishus on the outside. We have to find the Kedusha. What is the Kedusha? Kedusha all in the Tzoytzin, and it's stuck in the food. And they're down there in the Yonim of Rishus. And you have to be mad at them, you have to be mad at these in Yonim of Rishus by eating the Shem Shemaim. Do it that the Meraglim came back with such big fruits, such big pears. So the what they said was that the taiva, the gashmi is there, is so gas, is so thick that it's impossible for us to get to the mimatzliach in the halas and tzoytz. That was their toss. Their toss was if the food is scarce. In other words, the smaller the kamos, the easier it is to find an instance of kedusha. Like we see by the coin of the Bismillah, Shayechel Kimo is Baruch Hameyav. And there they ate the Kimo. They ate the Kimo means that they went straight to the Netzoitz. They ate the Netzoitz, that's what they ate. They were Mala the Netzoitz. So Mala the Netzoitz, and the Netzoitz itself is not Toivis Mokum so much. So when you're eating the Bechina of Oyechel Kimo is Baruch Hameyav means that you're Mala the Netzoitz even by having a small amount of food. Or when there's a very lot of food there, so Pshat is, it means it's very hard. They thought it's going to be a big Milchoma. It's going to be a big milchama to Imala. That was the whole. And he said in the parasha, he conquered it from here. It sounded like Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them to look for what's the easiest way to fight, what's the easiest way to make milchama. Eikam milchama is milchama milechem. Lechem is milashim milchama. Eikam milchama is achila. That's eikam milchama. Lechem milashim milchama. So you have to see if the gashmi is over there, if the lechem over there is easy to be loichem and to be mala than it's a tzanot. So they came back and they said that it's very hard because the food there is so big that it's very hard to find the nitzitz. It's very hard to be mala to make a ruchnistik. You have such huge foods. It's difficult to make a ruchnistik avoid out of that, and therefore we won't be able to. So that's what Yeshua and Kalev answered them. No. Yeshua and Kalev answered them. Sar tzilom. Saratzila me'aleim. Gashmi only looks big. But the mice it's only tails. Even though you've got big gashmis, but the mice it's only the mechina of the tail. Inside, if other tzizi, you mustn't forget, be mushpa from seeing the big on the outside. You go straight to the nitzitz, you go straight to the to avoid the bifnim, and you don't have to worry about what's going on outside. But that's mamash matin. So the shlach lecha anoshim. Shlach lecha anoshim is achila, shtia, and avoya. Going into its role, the miraglim are to be people who know how to be matzliach in yonam of Rishus. Vezeh v'yishlach hoysa Moshe al pi Hashem. Another big thought stump. It's Tzilas Amaruba Chamasa Agav. The only in of Tzilas Amaruba is because we discussed the Be'etzim Nisod, we discussed one of these years. Chama corresponds to the Chaim, corresponds to the life of the Hoiva. And the Levana corresponds to the life not of the Hoiva. At night it's dark, there's no Hoiva. Chama gives the Chaim Achshavi, the Chaim of the Hoiva. So you do that the goyim count the chama because the chama is gives chama is the bechina of kviyas and olam hazeh. Sukkah, the whole in of sukkah is the aray of sukkah. And that's why sukkah explained last year, 2 years ago, the inyan of the man yedu derasechem, kivim eschabet all the doyers. The whole inyan is the more you go into aray, world of aray, you're not stuck. you know, kavua in the door, the in surroundings that you're living in. And that's why the sod, that's the sod of Avraham Avinu. Once he was told, Lech lecha mi'artzecha v'landecha, pick yourself up from kavias. Then when he came into Eretz Yisrael, he saw there all the things that were going to happen in all later generations. Lech lecha is the Brisbane Absorum. Brisbane Absorum is he saw everything. Why could you be mechaber to everything that's happening later? Because the parasha is Lech lecha. Once you're Lech lecha, once you're a traveler, once you're a noseach, so then you're noseach. I'll explain that you're noseach through Mokum, noseach through Zman, it makes no difference. You're a traveler. So parasha's Lech lecha begins that Avraham became a traveler. Once he became a traveler, so he's not in the Chaim Achshavi anymore. Once he's not in the Chaim Achshavi anymore, he can go to Eilein Moira and he can see Hagrizim and Ha'eval and he can see everything else he's got to go. Until he saw the Brisbane Absorum. Homer's Absorum was the greatest Gilei. Why had to happen before the greatest Gilei? In the Eim Chashaych Gedoyla Nefel Asalat. There's no Chama, there's no Shemesh. When it's Chama, so then you're stuck to the Hoive. If you're stuck to the Hoive, then you can't be a traveler. So always, when you want to become a traveler, the sun has to go away. So Yaakov Inu, when he left on his way to Esav, to Lavan, to live by Lavan, Yivka Mokam, Yonon Shom Kibar Shemesh. And then Yaakov Inu had the Cholim, the same thing. Malachi Lekim Oilam Yeridim, the Medrash says that the whole corresponding to all the Dalet Malachi is Shon Alt Gezein. When the Chama is not there, you see everything. So by Sukkah, Chamasim Rumet, Tzid Osef, the Chama is Sholet in the Sukkah, the whole Indian of Sukkah is we're traveling. We leave the Dearest Keva. We go into the Dearest Arai. We travel, we're travelers. You're travelers, you can't travel in the Shemesh. Shemesh puts you into a kvias. Don't be in a kvias. All vikuach, the Yaakov and Esau. The first vikuach the Yaakov and Esau had was the Sudas Avroah from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Nifta, so it was the Sudas Avroah. Esav so by because Yaakov is bechina the Yaakov in loy meis Yaakov is the bechina. It's like titan emes Yaakov. Emes is a traveler. It starts from aleph, goes through the mem all the way to the tof. Sheker says Oisus Reb Akiva Sheker ein loy raglaim. You have to travel with your raglaim. So Sheker ein loy raglaim. But emes is the aleph mem tof. You're an essay. The titan emes Yaakov. Yaakov is an essay. He goes through everything. So Yaakov has got no shaykhs. That's why when the Yaakov Avinu finishes fighting with Esav, Yaakov knows Sasukoisa. That's why Sukkot is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov knows Sasukoisa. Esav tries to stop him. He tries to stop him being a traveler. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm on my way. I'm traveling. I'm not a kviyistiker. That doesn't go with the sun. So that's the cloud. When you are a traveler, you don't want the sun. As always, it's people that travel don't want to be under the sun. That's all the end of the sukkah has to be. The sukkah has to be covered from the sun. A lot of soldiers in sukkah, perkacholim, got there the whole. They got the perchi kahuna. The young ones of the kahuna used to climb the nairan, used to see ashrei. Yiradeinu lemevav got the loshon lemevayish as zikneinu. The Gemara day in Acholot, the young ones are not mevayish. The old ones, who used to the elder Eden used to juggle over there, used to dance over there. So you have young ones, you have old ones. The whole sukkah is bechinas old ones and young ones. Because the old ones remember the Friedrich Adoyers. The young ones are going to see the Shpeter Adoyers. The whole inyan of Chag Sukkot is the inyan of Adoyers being the seah through Adoyers. The whole inyan of Sukkot is the zakenim with the yinaharim with the young ones with the old ones. Hems every regal had that bechinah. Every regal was a journey. They were oil of the regal. Oil of the regal, every regal was a journey. They left their kvias. Sukkot is the hashlama of all the given regalim. Sukkot is the hashlama, is everything. Hakol acha chitum. Sukkot is the chitum of all the regalim. Hems all the regalim is like they're all going out of a dearest keva. Because by regalim, everybody left the house and came to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what you see in the chagig as well. The first mitzvah is hakol. Bringing the ketanim and bringing doyrus, coming to bring doyrus. That's in doyrus means we travel through doyrus. That's the man yedu doyrusich. The sun doesn't travel through doyrus. The sun is the bechinas, gives a kriyas to the chayim achshavi. And the levana, as you look at the levana, makadosh levana, davar melech yisrael chayim kayim. So maybe that's why when they left Mitzrayim, they're about to begin on the nasiya. About to begin on the nasiya. Says that the 40 years in the midbar, Chayim Kodesh says. is to be malakit all the nitzotzim of Kedusha around all the places. Every place where they rested is connected to a different place. Every place they were choyin in the midbar is connected to a different place where they would have to travel in Galus. It's best of the 40 years with all the doyers. Midbar, all the doyers. Sukkah is a zecha, tanana kovet, no, leman yedu doyersech. That's the pshat in the posuk. Leman yedu doyersech. You can have a yediyah is meloshin is kashrus. Ideas with Lashon with that. That's them. Ideas and Lashon is Chavrus. Miskash Shalom. Any idea there is Eichim. Miskash Shalom. The Doris. How can you miskash the Kash the Doris? Keep a Sukkah to Shafti. Ben Yisrael. Eretz Mitzrayim. Because that's what they did in the Midbar. Those 40 years. And there's that Nana Kovid. And the Kovid was the Rabban Shalom took him through all the Doris. The Rabban Shalom took him through all the Doris. I mean, that's their Sibba. Lashon any idea there is Eichim. Key in Sukkah to Shafti. Just like there, they were traveling through the Doris. So also every Sukkah. That person can travel through all the Doris. That's the inner sukkah. But if the sun disturbs you, then the sun's putting you over here and telling you to stay there. That's why the Mishnah there in Chol also says that they turn around and it says Aviseinu or Yemishtachim the Kedmah, the Mishtachim to the Shemesh, the Mishtachim to the Shemesh. You can be Mishtachim. Once you go back into Doris, you can be Mishtachim. You can be Mishtachim all the free Dikadoris as well. That's the tikkun to me. So now we go on to that. It's a lesson of Ruach. The side of Sukkot. If you're Naseya already, then we're Naseya through the parishes. So not stuck in Parashas Shlach Lecha. He's Naseya, has to feel all the. It's all the Regalim. Regalim, the Gemara Regalim is not history, Chas V'Sham. It's not things that are happening. It's happening right now. So you know, all the Sfarim talk about it. It's all happening right now. That's the vote. It can't happen right now until you're Oyel HaRegel, until you go out. Until you oil the regal, it can't happen. It can't happen. Because then you're kvius, you can't go through. You can't live something that was 3,000 years ago. You can't live something that was 3,000 years ago. Because you're stuck in your kvius. Now if you leave your house, you go up to the Bissam Migdash, and then you can. Once you leave your house, once you leave your kvius, you can be 3,000 years ago. Seilach b'kvias soyin. Go out. Seilach b'kvias soyin. Rashi says. Go back to the Doris, go follow the earlier Doris. Tzilach, go out. So I can say, go out to the Kevat, and then you can. Rashi says there in Shashirim that their mamish, you can still see their footmarks. What do you mean you can still see their footmarks? There it says, you have to go out to be mamish with them, but then you're traveling with them. Ve'elish mois b'nei Yisrael, haboim mitzrayim. For the Medrash, what do you mean haboim mitzrayim? They were long lifter already, the brother, the Shvatim were long lifter already. So must rabbi, ve'elish mois b'nei Yisrael, haboim mitzrayim. That's the vote. The vote is the beginning of the Galus Mitzrayim, the beginning of Sefer Shemois, the Torah Dosh is being Meramis. If you're Mechavi, you can be Meschapa to the Ovis, and you're Habon, you're coming with them together. And really, that's how you get out of Galus. Just like when they came, there's no Shibbut, so you can be Mesraimim from the Shibbut as well. It's Habon. So Rashi's saying, Hashem, you can still see the footmarks. So look at Rashi, then the positive. Silach b'kveasoyin, your ears, Gidi Esayach, Lamishkan Esarayin, Rashi explains there, you can still see their footmarks. Or how can you still see after so many years? It says you're not seeing after so many years. You're going back and you're seeing them walking. That's the whole thing in the Miranda. Shlach l'kva nashom azur shteyu zachi l'shti l'abim. So it's the sod of achil l'shtir levir. Achil l'shtir v'meile comes to your house. Give him achil l'shtir. That's in Bikubei Asudah. What's the levir? There it says. When you came to Avraham Avinu's house, it wasn't just a lesson. That you came to his house and you had a nice experience. You had a spiritual experience. You had a Shabbaton by Avraham Avinu. Levir, because Avraham Avinu, you can be melave. He comes out with you. He goes with you. Lo yilch karadelch. If you're meschabit to him there, so then they were nikva by the kviya, so to say. Now, so made achil l'shtiyah, but after achil l'shtiyah, saying in the voice. V'zeh yishlach oisam Moshe al pi Hashem. Gimel Tevis Eilu. These three words al pi Hashem begematria communion here. Haynu shesholach anashim ke'elu. He sent such people sheyesh lehem tamed yiras alikus. He sent people al pi Hashem is gematria yira. because they always have years of lekuz, even when the oisah ginyan mabashmas. The oisah shok sheir mo yirachakach, rakachakach niskalku v'chotu v'tziyu diba al oratayinu, she'tziyu diba v'dibru loshen hora v'nasu v'pchinas moitzi diba hu ksil. Somebody who's a moitzi diba is a ksil. Mela, therefore, because they were moitzi diba ra on Eretz Yisrael, lo yuchayinu oi lahanas and etzaitzim in oratz, ki kol ha'macholim nitzmachim in oratz. If you might see dibur al aretz, what does it mean you might see dibur al aretz? You're saying that the aretz, are you saying that the aretz is nothing important? Nothing important. You might see dibur al aretz. Are you? The aretz is full of kedusha. It's full of netzaitzim. You might see dibur al aretz. You're losing all the netzaitzim. All the netzaitzim that are in the food that sprouted that came out of the aretz. Because then you can't have shlita if you're saying you're being like shoylal that there's netzaitzim over there. So they can't be moitzin netzaitzim. L'chein ve'yemusu b'magefah. Achishua v'kolev choyu min anoshim b'hem. What does it mean, choyu min anoshim? Because they were tzaddikim gadoilim, she'achilos m'shtiyos m'hoyu b'kedusha gadoilim. They were tzaddikim gadoilim, that they achil m'shtiyos b'kedusha gadoilim. V'hem hechiu, gam anitzoytzis ha'kedoshim min anoshim b'hem. They were mechaya also, the anitzoytzis ha'kedoshim of these people, ma'a she'hem lo yoyu yichoyim la'aloysom, but they couldn't be ma'a la'hechiu yishua v'kolev oysom la'aloysom l'kedusha. So that's why hechiu, now it's shua v'kolev, they were moitzi, they were yes moitzi. All in the tzitzim of kedusha. Kmo yikem b'chol doyim v'doyim. V'yidei achila v'kedusha. Yesh aliyah v'chol anitzitzis ha'kedushim. There's an aliyah to all in the tzitzim of kedusha. Kshisbaru kol anitzitzim v'nashvira yiyah ha'gul asida. V'nizka d'gul ha'shleima v'chlal v'frat v'ruchnis v'gashim v'zbon ha'chayim v'zoyin y'rvicha v'rufua v'korayv v'mheira v'yomeinu v'mei. Every kedusha, every Indian of kviyas down here in Olam Hazeh, person's got to be mechaber with kedusha. I saw the in kiddush all over Malkum Suda. Achilu b'shtiya is a kviyas, or it's a gashmis to get kviyas. Gashmis to get kviyas. Again, you can't be mechaber to netzaitzim that come from. You can have enough food netzaitzim that come from deres ago. So if your kviyas is a chulandik kviyas, so then you're stuck. You can't be moitzi netzaitzis. You can't do things which are not shayach to this door. You know there's netzaitzis that are roaming around from the door. There's neshamas that are roaming around door and door is waiting for you. But on the day in kiddush alav makom suda, on the day you say dibre toira, achila b'shtiya, b'tach dibre toira, and you make brachas, etc. So then you mean misroimim from the kviyas hagashmi. The same word. You're going out from the keva. Once you're going out from the keva, so then you can be more and it's like of kedusha, even though not shaykh to this keva. It's like a key. You've got to get into other doors. You've got to get into. You've got to leave the kviyas. So this tachiyah kviyas. Kiddush alav makom suda. Make kviyas with kedusha. So then you're not kavua in the gashmi. You're not kavua in the gashmi. So then you can be moitzi. It's like this from other places.